Losing 60 kilos without stepping foot in a gym seems like there'd have to be something involved, a magic wand or a magic pill or something like that. But Shelley Alberti will tell you there's no easy fix. It's just plenty of hard work. Shelley's from Townsville. She's a mum of three, and she decided to overhaul her life 4 years ago after the birth of her daughter saw her weighing 120 kilos. And she joins me on the phone this afternoon. Hello, Shelley.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for your time.
No worries.
Shelley, it seems a strange question for a man to ask a lady, but have you always struggled with your weight your entire life?
No, I grew up in a healthy environment with mum and dad who ate healthy food, and it wasn't until I kind of left home and I was left to my own devices, basically, and I had my own money, I kind of went, wow, I can go and eat KFC whenever I want.
Right.
So I did. And I basically just kept going. And then after, like, being more sedentary and working in an office and then having children, it sort of just got worse and worse. So, yeah, I spent pretty much all of my 20s being overweight.
So what were you, I was going to say your normal weight. What did you weigh before you started to put the weight on?
I would have been, like, at around the 60-kilo mark at high school, yeah,
right.
Like, I would consider that a normal, healthy weight.
Right.
And then, yeah, it just ballooned. It would go up and down, and it just slowly got higher and higher.
So did you put weight on and then try to lose it, and so you maybe lost 10 or 20 kilos, and then so you went up and down like a yo-yo?
Yeah, yeah. I would, like, once I had kind of put on probably, like, 10, I kind of thought, oh, you know, I want to lose weight. So I would, back then, I would see, you know, TV ads with, you know, magic pills that you would take and you would just drop the weight off. So I thought I'd try those, and then they didn't work. And then you'd try the shake diet and that didn't work. You'd lose a little bit, and then you would just realize that you were hungry all the time and angry, and then you would go back to normal eating, and then you put it all back on plus a bit more, and it just kind of got worse and worse, basically, until I realised that, you know, they don't work.
Were other people placing pressure upon you to lose weight, or was the main pressure coming from yourself?
Oh, good question. I probably did have a little bit of pressure from my parents from a health perspective. They were kind of concerned that I was getting bigger, and we have a family history of heart disease. All of my aunties and uncles have had bypasses, not from being overweight, just genetics. So there was that sort of health side of it that they were concerned about, but they didn't really put pressure as per se. I probably put that on myself towards the end. At the start, it was more of a, I want to look better, but it wasn't a health kind of conscious effort. So, yeah, it was probably more myself.
So do you remember the day, the specific day or the specific moment when you thought, I've had enough, I'm sick of this, I'm going to change?
No, I actually don't have one of those. I don't have a definitive day. I think I just look back and think I was sick and tired of squeezing my body into clothes because I refused to buy the next size up.
Right.
I refused to buy the size 20, whatever it was. And I was sick to death of squeezing into it and, like, having to suck in my belly all the time, and I just felt uncomfortable all the time. And I think after my daughter she was still a baby, I turned 30, I had a bit of a meltdown about turning 30, and I thought, like, the best part of my years were over, and I'd spent it being unhappy. So I was like, right, I've kind of, like, got to do something different. So I kind of just worked on my food because I was, didn't know what to do with exercise-wise. So I just sort of started changing little things, and then I saw progress. And so then I just kept, it kind of snowballed then. I just kept changing more things, eating more healthier, and, yeah, it just, you know, progressed until I got to the end.
Was alcohol involved in your diet overall? I mean, were you drinking, you were obviously eating the wrong food. Was there a beer or a glass of wine too many involved?
No, I've never been a big drinker. I would have, as an 18-year-old, yes, I'd go out and have, go night clubbing, but I was never a real big drinker, and I still don't drink much now at all.
Okay.
I can't even remember the last time I drank. So that would, I would assume, or I know that alcohol is very high in calories, so I could, don't even want to think about the fact if I was a drinker, how much bigger I would have been.
And have you ever been a smoker?
No, never.
Okay.
So I did do it like as a teenager, like sneaky in the bushes smoked, but never constantly smoked.
So it was all food. And you decided not to go to the gym. I read where you said you were embarrassed to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And you didn't get the you didn't go down the road of the personal trainer.
No,
so
no.
You lost all of this weight basically on your own.
Yeah, in my garage and walking. Yeah. Basically all on my own.
Just walking and in your garage.
Just walking and towards the end when I like was closer to my goal, I started doing like I bought myself a couple of dumbbells, just like basic low weights, and I just started doing some HIIT trainings, a little bit of weight training. Well, I can't really say it was weight training because they weren't heavy weights. Just a little bit in my garage and just, yeah, did it all at home because I had my daughter and I also was looking after a friend's baby at the time as well. So I had two little kids at home. And then, yeah, I was too embarrassed to go to a personal trainer. I was too embarrassed to go to a boot camp. And, yeah, I was like, well, this is my option.
So let me ask you this, Shelley. Was exercise a part of your life on a regular basis or not really?
Beforehand, no way. I used to try and get out of sport at school at any cost. I never did a sport after school. I never did anything physical activity-wise whatsoever. And now I can't get enough of it. It's funny because I'm like, I'm a totally different person to who I used to be.
So you started doing, how far did you walk and how many days a week did you walk?
Probably at the start, I probably did it maybe 6 days a week and only like a half an hour, just
right.
Half an hour walk.
Right.
And same, I walk every day now because I just like it. I do it for my own. I love sitting up, putting a podcast on and just walking and listening to something like motivational or anything really. But yeah, I do it for my mental health now. And yeah, so just half an hour. I was doing it in the afternoons, I think, at that stage. Yeah, just half an hour walk, not far, just around my street.
We talk to a doctor regularly every week on this program, and he has a habit. He says keeping weight off is 80% diet, 20% exercise.
Yeah, well, I would absolutely agree with that.
So 80% diet, 20% exercise. So you started to do some, well, you said you bought some dumbbells and you started to do some training in the garage. But once again, this was on your own. I believe now you've actually gone right to the other extreme and you're now a personal trainer, are you not, for other people?
I am, yes. So towards the end when I was like, oh, I really like this, maybe I want to do something in the industry. And my daughter was about to start kindy at that stage. So I thought, oh, you know what? I'm going to have to go back to work soon. So what do I want to do? And I thought I could go work in an activewear shop or I could go, do teacher rating or something like that. And I'm like, but I really wanted to do something in fitness. So I went and everything just aligned and it was like it was meant to be. And I went and did my cert that year. And at the end of it, I nailed a job teaching kids HPE lessons at daycare centres.
Right.
And yeah, that's really good because I give them education as well about healthy eating and sleep and recovery and all that kind of stuff. And then I also train women in a park just near me to like women that I was like, that were the ones that are self-conscious, who don't want to join a big gym, who don't know what to do, don't know where to start, just want a smaller group community style class where I just go and do exercise with them. So yeah, I help women do that.
Was your husband active?
Sorry.
Was your husband active?
He's always been healthy.
Right.
He's always done a sport here and there. He's always been thin. He's lived an active lifestyle. He's never had a problem.
Okay, so you've turned your life around. And how do you know that you're not going to go back to the old Shelley and start to put the weight on again?
I used to think of that. So it's been a couple of years now and I've stayed the same and that kind of sticks in my brain all the time. Like I kind of try and remember how I felt when I was at my biggest and that kind of triggers me to think, oh no, get out of bed. And on those days that you don't want to go for a walk or you don't want to do something or if you want to eat something really unhealthy, but I just kind of think back and think, no, remember how you felt, remember what was life was like, and it kind of just snaps you back to reality.
All right, well, you're a success story, that's for sure. You've lost 60 kilos. You're going to keep it off, and you've turned your life around. You're now a personal trainer. You teach kids yoga and all that sort of stuff. So congratulations from us, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon.
No worries. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Shelley. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. That's Shelley Alberti. See, it can be done. I keep thinking to myself, dear, I've got to worry about the diet. What does Dr. Ross say? Dr. Ross says it's 80% food, as in the right food, 80% diet and 20% exercise. And as you get older, I mean, you realise how difficult it is just doing exercise and trying to maintain the right body weight. It's you got to do so much more exercise to lose or maintain a weight.